AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's interior minister was among those killed in a helicopter crash today near Kyiv. President Volodymyr Zelensky told the World Economic Forum in Davos shortly thereafter not to stop helping Ukraine.
The world was hesitant in 2014 when Russia, without hesitation, occupied the Crimea. The world was hesitant in 2022 when Russia, without hesitation, made the war full scale. The world must not hesitate today. And ever.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine's Western backers will discuss ways to supply heavier and more advanced weapons to help its fight against Russia. Prosecutors say the husband of a Massachusetts woman missing since New Year's Day went online to look up ways to dismember and dispose a body.
Brian Walsh, facing murder charges, was in court today for an arraignment. Assistant DA Lynn Beelan says he Googled things like dismemberment, hacksaw.
Rather than divorce, it is believed that Brian Walsh dismembered Anna Walsh and discarded her body.
She says they found evidence in his basement.
Blood in the basement, a knife with the presence of blood.
And his mom's dumpster.
A hacksaw, a hatchet, and some cutting sheets.
Anna Walsh's clothes and other items were found at a trash processing facility. Walsh was seen on surveillance video buying hundreds of dollars worth of cleaning supplies after his wife was last seen. Walsh is pleading not guilty and being held without bail. I'm Julie Walker.
Police say they killed a man who shot and injured a Georgia state trooper as law enforcement officers tried to clear protesters from the site of a planned public safety training center outside Atlanta. Elon Musk was depicted as either a liar who callously jeopardized the savings of regular people or a well-intentioned visionary, as attorneys delivered opening statements in San Francisco at a trial focused on a Tesla buyout that never happened. This is AP News. Job cuts are spreading in the tech sector. The AP's Rita Foley reports the latest to cut staff is Microsoft.
Microsoft says it just notified employees of the layoffs, some of which are beginning right now. Microsoft is cutting 10,000 workers. That's almost 5% of its workforce, saying the economy is changing and so are customers' priorities. The company is also consolidating its leased office locations.
Microsoft is cutting far fewer jobs than it has added during the coronavirus pandemic. Its workforce expanded by about 36% in the two fiscal years following the emergence of the pandemic. SpaceX launched its Falcon 9 rocket today from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
3, 2, 1. Engine full power. And liftoff.
SpaceX rocket is carrying and deploying the GPS-36 satellite. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.